All right, we're jumping back on here with the co-chair of the Teal Lake Fishing Derby this Saturday, Joe Hansen from the SSFA. Thanks for hanging around, man, giving us a little more time.
Yeah, no problem. Anything for you, Adam.
Had a lot of fun hearing about you spending the night on Little Bay to Knock and how great Sunday's fishing was, how poor it kind of has gotten Monday and Tuesday now. But again, you're here to talk about the Teal Lake Ice Fishing Derby. And I want to encourage people to go find out more information about it if they're curious, if they think they want to get into it. This is a great tournament for a new beginning fisherman to get into.
Yeah, absolutely, Adam. You know, I'm glad you brought that up. This is kind of one of those things. I know the Teal Lake Derby kind of faded away in the past. And as a South Shore board, we decided last year we were going to bring it back. And
I'm glad you did.
Oh, man, we had overwhelming support. We ended up with over 250 people on the ice last year.
Damn.
I have no idea what we're going to have this year.
Well, I know that just for those that might be worried about COVID restrictions, I mean, you're not doing a big banquet or awards ceremony like you normally would without a pandemic going on.
Yeah, unfortunately, you know, we're not going to be able to do the big weigh-ins and the big prize handouts and all that. So this year we're asking everybody is weigh your fish individually. And what we're going to end up doing is we're going to do something on Facebook. We're going to announce the winners, and then that way the winners can come in, get their prizes respectively. That way we can limit the crowd sizes for COVID protocols this year.
Yeah, excellent. Okay. Let's talk a little bit about membership and volunteers.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. So South Shore Board, you know, there's a lot of time and energy that goes into running all these events. COVID has been very tough on us. You know, we're not allowed to have our meetings and our get-togethers like we normally do. So, you know, support and membership has kind of faded away a little bit. So we'd like to make a big drive and try to get our membership numbers back up, participation back up. So with that being said, if there's anybody out there that has any interest in being a part of South Shore, volunteering with South Shore, any of our events, you know, the Teal Lake Derby is a great event to get involved with. There's a lot of people, a lot of families, children. You know, it's an event that we really have geared for women and children and family events.
Kind of like the kids' fishing day.
Absolutely. So if we're always looking for sponsorships. We know with COVID, everything's been tough on everybody around here. So our fundraising has been minimal, you know, respectively. So if anybody has interest in being a sponsor or coming out and being a part of the event, you know, we're more than willing to have vendors come out. Any company wants to come out and any idea or anything that they're interested in doing or presenting, we are more than willing to hear that from them. And, you know, we'd like to like their support and like them to be a part of it.
One of the things I love about the SSFA is it's not just some good old boys fishing club. Maybe at one time it might have been a little bit like that, but not anymore. Not at all. It is a true community service organization that happens to promote fisheries and fishing.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're trying to evolve for more than just, you know, the guys getting together fishing tournaments. You know, we're working on our Women's and Children's Day. We have the Fishing Day for that. Kids Day. And then Veterans Day. Veterans Day, it's a little tougher with things, trying to get everything coordinated. But, you know, we are planning on trying to run all our events this year if we are allowed.
I think it's going to happen.
I do too.
I really hope so.
It's
looking good for late summer and early fall next year.
Yeah, we changed some dates around for this year. You know, all the dates of all our events are on our website, on Facebook. We're hoping that these dates are going to be a little more user-friendly for everybody and create some more opportunities out there.
We're talking with Joe Hansen, co-chair for the Teal Lake Fishing Derby and South Shore Fishing Association member. And as promised, now let's get to the fishing report for Teal Lake. We're talking walleye, perch, and pike. Those are the main categories for the tournament. So what are you hearing, bud?
You know, you hear a lot of mixed bags out there right now, but I can personally say I've had some buddies out there lately, and they have caught fish. Lots of undersized fish, but I have seen some keeper fish come through. So it's going to be a mixed bag of, you know, buckshot spoons, shiver minnows, you know, jigging wraps. It's kind of a thing where don't be afraid to switch it up because it seems like every day they're hitting something different. So be aggressive. And then, you know, of course, you got your tip-ups. You run them with minnows. You can get dead smelt. There's a lot of different opportunities out there to draw fish in that way as well.
Actually, dead sticking has been one of the more effective methods out there I've been hearing about consistently.
Yep, just running a minnow on a hook underneath the ice. And, you know, it's slow and easy, and that works this time of year. From what I've heard, the ice thickness is really good. You know, we're not suggesting people do anything with driving vehicles out there, but anybody that drives by, there are a lot of machines on the ice. Ice thickness, I would say, is well over a foot for most of what I've heard.
And how about the slush? Any reports there?
You know, I haven't heard anything about slush, really. Have you, Adam?
Just a couple pockets here and there.
Yeah, a couple pockets. So nothing too terrible. You know, there's machines driving everywhere. With the winds we've had, it's kind of blown all the snow off the lake.
Yeah.
So travel is pretty easy.
Joe Hansen from the South Shore Fishing Association. If you're interested in getting involved in this Saturday's Teal Lake Fishing Derby, where should they go?
Yeah, like I said, you know, southshorefishing.com, you know, it's a new website. We amped it up. We created a forum. We're trying to get the forum up and rolling. So anybody has any input, you know, you get on the forum, share reports, pictures, anything, you know, everybody's more than willing to hear. And then also you can get us on South Shore Fishing on our Facebook page. Send us a message or leave anything there, and we'll get back to you.
Best of luck with the tournament this weekend, man. Appreciate you coming in, Joe.
Yeah, thanks, Adam. I'm sure it'll be a good time.
This is The Outdoor Show.